Hello, everyone. Ryan Stevens on the College Football Stack. Our College Bowl previews continue. We had a pretty good first weekend, gang. Let's see if we can keep that rolling. Saturday, December 23rd in the 76 Birmingham Bowl. Noon Eastern from Protective Stadium in Birmingham. The Troy Trojans taking on the Duke Blue Devils. Troy, a 7.5-point favorite. The Trojans 11-2 this year, 8-5 against the spread. Duke went 7-5. They were 6-6 against the spread. Troy lost twice back in September to Kansas State and James Madison. Since then, they've run off 10 wins in a row, and they haven't played a one-score game since September 23rd. The Trojans' defense was a big reason for their success. They were 7th best nationally, giving up just 16 points per game, and they were 9th in the country in yards per play against at 3.1. Duke, of course, will be without quarterback Riley Leonard. He's on his way to South Bend. They'll be without coach Mike Elko, who's on his way to College Station. The guys that will be on the field will look to close out what has ultimately been a tough season on a high note. Duke, 6-8 all-time in bowl games. They're 4-1 straight up in their last five, going 5-0 against the spread in that stretch. Troy, 6-3 all-time in bowl games. They've won five in a row, covering each of their last five as well. Duke, 2-4 against the spread in their last six games. They've won 12 of their last 18 overall. They've covered six of their last eight in December, but they're just 1-4 straight up in their last five games when playing as an underdog. Troy has covered eight of their last nine. They are 0-9 straight up in their last nine games against teams from the ACC, but they've covered each of their last eight games in the month of December, and they are 7-1 against the spread in their last eight games when playing as a favorite. I like Troy and their defense to come out with the win in this one. 44 is the total. The total has gone over in four of Troy's last five overall. It's also gone over in five of Duke's last six. I don't think that continues, though. I think Troy's defense is going to be the story in this one. I like this one to stay under 44. Next up, Saturday, December 23rd, the Camellia Bowl from the Crampton Bowl in Montgomery, Alabama, noon Eastern on ESPN. The Arkansas State Red Wolves taking on the Northern Illinois Huskies. Arkansas State, a 1-point favorite at the time of recording. This one opened with NIU as a 2.5-point favorite. Both teams 6-6 this year. Arkansas State went 6-5-1 against the spread. Northern Illinois was 5-7 at the window. The Red Wolves lost two of their last three to close out the regular season and ended up 4-4 in Sun Belt play. Arkansas State struggled defensively, ranking 111th in points per game against, giving up 33.4 per game. That is a little bit skewed by their 73-0 loss to Oklahoma in Week 1, but they also gave up 37 to Troy in the middle of the season. Northern Illinois rebounded from a 1-4 start, going 5-3 in MAC play. They won their last two games of the year over Western Michigan and Kent State. The Huskies' defense was effective against the pass, ranking in the top 10 in opponents' yards per pass and passing yards per game, allowing just 165 yards per contest through the air. Northern Illinois, 4-10 all-time in bowl games. They've lost their last five, only covering one of those five. Arkansas State making their first bowl appearance since 2019. They're 4-6 all-time, 2-2-1 against the spread in their last five bowl appearances. Arkansas State has covered four of their last five overall and six of their last nine on Saturdays. They're 4-1 straight up in their last five games when playing as the favorite. Just 3-17 straight up in their last 20 games played on Saturdays away from home. Northern Illinois has only covered one of their last five. They are 5-2 straight up against in their last seven games, 1-8 straight up in their last nine in the month of December. They're 4-1 straight up in their last five Saturday games, but they have covered eight of the last 10 when playing as the underdog. I like Northern Illinois. I don't exactly know why, but I'm going with the Huskies in this one. I'll take the Huskies plus one. 53.5 is the total. The total has gone under in four of Northern Illinois' last six overall. The under has also hit in five of Arkansas State's last six games against teams from the MAC and 6 of their last 7 in the month of December. I'll take under 53.5. Our last preview for today, Saturday, December the 23rd, the Lockheed Martin Armed Forces Bowl from Amon G. Carter Stadium in Fort Worth, Texas, 3:30 p.m. Eastern on ABC, the Dukes of James Madison taking on the Air Force Falcons. James Madison, a 2.5-point favorite. That's down from an opening line of 7.5. The Dukes went 11-1 this year, 8-4 against the spread. Air Force 8-4 overall, 4-7-1 against the spread. The Dukes were a darling for all of college football this year with their plight to get into the postseason. They made it impossible to keep them out with their one-loss campaign, that only loss coming to Appalachian State in overtime in mid-November. The Dukes finished in the top 20 in points per game for and against and had the number one defense in rushing yards against per game. Air Force also had a stout defense this season, giving up just 18.9 points per game themselves. Offensively, that's all about the ground game. They run the ball more than anyone with an 85-15 run-pass ratio. That amounts to 54 carries a game and a second-best nationally ranked 266 yards per game on the ground. This one is going to be a battle in the trenches for sure. Air Force 15-11-1 all-time in bowl games. They've won 4 in a row, covering each of those 4. James Madison 8-2 against the spread in their last 10 games. They've won 14 of their last 15 overall, including 13 of their last 14 when playing as a favorite. They're also 5-1 against the spread in their last 6 games away from home. Air Force just 1-4 against the spread in their last 5 games. They're also 1-4 straight up in their last 5. They have covered 5 of their last 6 in the month of December. In the last 19 games in which they are the underdog, they are 6-13 straight up. I know James Madison has lost some guys who are going to sit out this game, but I like their defense against the run. I think that despite what Air Force throws at you on the ground, I think James Madison can stand up to it. I'll take the Dukes minus 2.5. 41 is the total. The under has gone over in 4 of Air Force's last 5 on Saturdays. The total has gone over in 4 of James Madison's last 5 overall. 41 is a pretty low number. I think this one's going to get over that total, so I'll take over 41. That's going to do it for this episode of the College Football Stack. Be sure to subscribe to the feed wherever you're listening to this podcast. We will be back with previews for all of the remaining bowl games, including the college football playoff. For the College Football Stack, I'm Ryan Stevens. Thank you for joining us.